I'm going to be talking about customer development. I'm going to take you through just an outline of the lectures tonight so you can get a sense of where you are as we move through it. So I'll start off by introducing customer development, and then I will zero in on a part of the customer development model, which is customer discovery, and tell you how you prep for this phase. And then I will look at one part of customer discovery, which is testing that there is a problem. And then I will look at the second part, which is testing your solution to that problem. We'll start with what is customer development. And I'll start by telling you a bit of a story about a product launch that I was involved with quite a number of years ago now. We were taking a product which already existed and was being sold to businesses, and we were reshaping it for a consumer market. We were really sure about that market. We knew who we were selling to. We knew exactly why they were going to buy this product which we were about to build and launch to them. So we spent 9 months building the product, putting in the infrastructure to support millions of users, marketing it with a big PR bang. We even had a full-time marketeer on the team to drum up interest in our new product. And we had our big launch, and a few months went by, and we looked at our user numbers, and we were at 1,500, and practically none of those users were coming back again. At this point, we'd spent £200,000, and all of our budget was gone. It was a failure. The product had failed. So what went wrong, and what could we have done differently? Well, we were suffering from conviction. I think that most entrepreneurs suffer from this. Rather cruelly, it's one of the qualities that you need to be a successful entrepreneur in the first place. But it's also the one thing that can kill you off really early. All around the world, people are taking their money, taking other people's money, and diving headlong into product development and building businesses based on nothing more than hunches. You shouldn't feel bad about it. If you've got the guts to give up your job at PwC or McKinsey, as well as probably a massive ego, you'll have a complete and utter conviction that the idea that you're taking on is going to work. If you're bright and eloquent, you'll probably have convinced lots of other people, your friends, your family, some seed investors, to back you with some money. But most of the time, you've got absolutely no clue whether or not this is going to work. No clue. You're spending your hard-won money on a product for people that you don't know exist, serving needs that you don't know exist, using messaging that you've got no idea will work, going out via channels which you don't know will work for you. You're so confident in your plans that you'll put in place the infrastructure to support the millions of customers and users that you're going to inevitably end up with once you've finished your development. And it's your conviction, your idea, your Achilles heel that makes you blind to the complete insanity of what you're doing. So what's the alternative? Well, if your conviction is driving you towards the realization of your business, then stop. Stop driving and start searching. Realize that you can't possibly know your destination at the beginning of your journey. And from here on in, enter search mode. You're looking for a successful business model. And so you should be ready to learn from the clues that you discover along the way. Sometimes you'll probably take a wrong step, but because you're constantly checking your progress as you go, you can retrace your steps and get back on the trail of that business. So I've taken one of Maria, who spoke a few weeks ago, slides and redrawn it. This is my stick man. I think she had an artist impression. If you can remember, Maria was talking about knowing where you need to go and it feeling like a big giant leap to get there, and how taking a few smaller stepping stones, you could get to that destination in a more sensible and safer fashion. So I want to continue that analogy today. What would this look like from above? If I'd had more time, I would have done a sort of 3D swing around to see it from the top, but that's what it would look like from the top. It's my artist's impression of a stick man from the top. So the reality is that your journey is actually never in a straight line like this, so let's get rid of those. And while that first step might go according to plan, when you get there, you may discover that the next one is off in a slightly different direction. And that's how you keep going, with an open mind, searching for the next step, learning as much as you can as you go. And quite often you find out that your goal isn't quite where you thought it was. But hopefully the prize will be bigger. This was doing the rounds on Twitter a few weeks ago. I really like it. It's basically saying the same thing. How you see the road ahead, a straight line to your destination, what it will actually be like, a very bendy road. And I really like this because the destination is further away in the picture in the middle and in a different place. And what you can plan for today, virtually nothing. You've got no idea. So the only thing you could plan for is that uncertainty. Customer development is a way of systematically discovering and walking that path to get your business up and running. I'll talk today about some of the theory and the methodology behind customer development. And you should go away, and if you haven't already, buy the numerous big, thick books on this. But at its core, it's just a mindset. So don't get too daunted by all of the theory. It's just a way of thinking. It's a common sense mindset of questioning everything about your business and questioning your conviction, constantly asking yourself this question: what are the riskiest assumptions that I'm making about this business, and what's the quickest and cheapest way of validating them? This thinking isn't particularly new either. I've got a very old school business mentor who's been around for a lot longer than me. And I spoke to him about a new venture in the used car business that I was about to invest in. And his advice to me was go and speak to some used car dealers and talk to them about their needs. Now, that advice is straight out of customer development. But it's also common sense, and it's what successful entrepreneurs have been doing forever. So thinking back to that Big Bang project that I spoke about earlier on, what would have happened if I had questioned more of my assumptions and tested them before entering headlong into that product development phase? I'll never know whether or not we would have been successful or not, but based on the way it went, I know for certain if we'd gone and spoken to a few customers in the very early stages, we would have found out that our idea about who they were and what they were interested in was wrong. Our assumptions, which seemed really sensible, were really flawed. And what I think the product probably had value, but probably presented in just a completely different way. I can't talk too much about the detail of it because of confidentiality, but looking back, I can see lots and lots of opportunities of how right in the beginning, we could have tested so many aspects of the idea that we had without building anything. We already had a product that was being sold to businesses. We could have just used that and gone and tested it. It wouldn't have been perfect by any means, but we would have found out very quickly whether or not it was going to work in that consumer market.